coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, Sound, Matter, and Faith.
Hallelujah.
I'm not sure what's in your path. But there's surely something in your path. There's something in your path. What are you going to do when you get there? What are you going to do? Are you going to be pleading, oh God, please do something? Oh God, I didn't know this wasn't my path. Listen, there's something in your path. You're not going to just run free. No, it's not the will of God. You're going to get somewhere and you find that masked devil. It doesn't matter what he's wearing. You say in the name of Jesus Christ, get out of my way. You know what? When you do that, some will fall away. And you keep journeying. You get to another one. And you say in the name of Jesus Christ, get out of my way. It will not move. And you step back. And you say in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you. So get out of my way. It's still standing there. You say in the name of Jesus Christ. Now you get ready and you say, get out of my way. You push it down. Are you hearing me? So you push it down. After that one, there's another one. When you get to that one, you say in the name of Jesus, get out of my way. It's still standing. You say in the name of Jesus, I push you down. It's still standing. And you go back a little bit. You speak in other tongues. Are you hearing me? And then you say in the name of Jesus Christ, you walk through. You walk to, you will look back and see he wasn't even there. I said he wasn't even there. It was a mirage. Are you still there? Now you can understand when God tells you, don't worry, it is nothing. When you face the biggest troubles, that's what the Spirit says. The small ones, he lets you train your faith. You talk and you kick and you push. When you get to the bigger ones, God says the battle is not your battle. Oh, God! Hi! The battle is not your battle. He says, don't worry. You don't need to shout. You don't need to kick. You don't need to push. Just keep going. Hallelujah. Then you get to where he is, and he is not there. Oh, where is he? Then the father says, I told you it was nothing. His name is called nothing. Hallelujah. So when you keep shouting and you're commanding and you're praying and kicking and pushing and nothing is happening, stop for a moment. As Pastor Chris said the other day, when you keep shouting and pushing and kicking and there's no change, just walk through. Hallelujah. Just walk through. Get back to business. Glory to God. Sit down, sit down, sit down. Thank you. You just walk through. Let nothing discourage you. What are you made of? The Word. What are you made of?
The Word.
Say it again.
The Word.
That's what you're made of. You're made of the Word. That's where you're from. That's your life. You're from the Word. That's who I am. I'm a winner every day. See, keep these principles in your mind. Meditate on them. Every day. Meditate on them until they become your mentality. Until they become the only way you think. It's not possible for me to be discouraged about anything. Discouraged. It's not possible. Discouragement files were deleted from my system a long time ago. Don't get discouraged. In 1980, God spoke to me. He said, one thing I require of you. He said, be strong and very courageous. And I've kept to it. He said to me, be strong and very courageous. Then he said, have no fear. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. That's what he said to me, 1980. When God talks to you, you take his word into your spirit. You can bet your life on it. You can bet your life on it. And you just ride on that word and live joyfully pleasing him. Hagar called him the one who sees me. What a name. That was our understanding of God. The one who sees me. It didn't matter where she was. He was called the one who sees me. Is he that to you? Does he know your address? Is he the one who sees you? Does he know where you're at? Thank you, Lord Jesus. So glorify. He's the one who sees me. Zoramanda Legiros Kosha Taka Baradins. Ima Taka Barandolagos. Sontara Baradins.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered.
the direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. This is a continuation of the message, Sound, Matter, and Faith.
Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 1. Read it together. One, two, go. Again. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's what it's telling you. Faith is the essence. Faith is the essence. The title deed of things hoped for. Hope is usually in the future, something you look forward to, something you desire in front of you. That's what hope is. You are not there yet, but you're looking forward to it, which means that hope is a picture of the future. Are you getting it? Hope is a picture of the future, an image of a desired future, a picture of a future accomplishment, possession, or fulfillment. So hope is in the future. Faith, he says, is the essence of that hope. Faith is the essence of that hope, which means until you hope, it has no life. That's why hope is so important. The Bible says, now these three abide: faith, hope, love. Even though he tells us the greatest of the three is love. But these three abide. These are three elements given to us, human nature. Dogs don't have it, goats don't have it, cows don't have it. Only human beings are given that ability to express faith, hope, and love. Forget about the fact that your cat jumps on you and your dog holds you like they love you. If they get too hungry, we know what they do. Glory to God. So, I said that hope is in the future, and faith is the essence of that hope. Now, this is very important. Hope is a picture. Hope is beautiful. When people become hopeless, they give up, they die. But hope is so important. I told you yesterday about the wave particle duality that's founded on quantum physics. A very important discovery indeed. Remarkable, extraordinary. Extraordinary because the experiments are there to prove these realities. And they help to explain so many things that in classical physics, you never really understand. You just accept them. How that subatomic particles don't exist as particles when they are not being observed. It's telling us something. Let me just, it's an experiment, and they found it to be so. And I want you to look at this. When you turn away from them, you're not observing them. They're in waveform, in somewhat a state of inertia. And when you look, that particle, or whatever it was, that electron, that whatever you would have called it, wave, turns into a particle. That means it becomes matter. Now, here's what I want you to see, because that scripture already said it. He tells you that hope, you have hope. Hope is the picture. When you see it, faith makes it real. He says it has become real to you. Once you actually have hope, it is a possibility. It exists. But until you hope, it is potential energy, which means it is a possibility that could be realized if only your hope could get a picture of it. If you could look, because when you look at it, it becomes matter. The question is, where is the origin of matter? That scripture just helps us know, because all of the experiments brought more confusion as to the origin, therefore, of matter. I told you, I'm not discussing science. I'm a science enthusiast, but I'm not discussing science. But you see, I can't read my Bible without enjoying science. I don't know if you understand me. Yeah, it's just a field that I enjoy. I'm just an enthusiast, not a physicist or anything like that. They do the experiment, I explain them. Yeah. So that's just it. Hallelujah. So this is so important. As to the origin, therefore, of matter. Jesus clearly stated it. In fact, before we get to what Jesus himself said, let's begin with Genesis. Genesis chapter 1. This is very remarkable. Genesis chapter 1. Beginning from verse 1. You there? Okay. It says, in the beginning, God. I love it when, you know, he just, there are no assumptions in the Bible. Absolutes. Look at it. In the beginning, God. He doesn't say something happened and something resulted. We are not sure. He says, God. Whatever you think. He doesn't say a God. He says, God. There's only one. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. No speculation. And look at this. And the earth was without form and void. I wish I had time to talk about that. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. The deep, he's dealing now with the waters, the deep waters. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. This is powerful. Go to the next verse. And God said, Borasata Kamae, let there be light. God said. He says there was darkness over the face of the deep. The water was covered with what? Darkness. Now, you know, if you ever went into water, the only light that you have in that river or that swimming pool, if there's no electrically connected light, the only light you got inside the water, because once you're inside the water, it's darker. The only light you have is that light that's coming from above the water.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Erroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.